Well, it took a little bit of luck and then some, but High Reach is on the board. 21-6. MCC leads down to 15 points now as Mitch Hearn is ready to kick this one off for High Reach from their own 40-yard line just before halftime.
Absolutely. They get the break that they needed. Actually, Jacob Holt gives it to him as he runs over the punter. Had a chance to block it, couldn't quite get it, runs him over. That gives Harbor Beach a free first down. And then after that, a pass that was tipped, caught by Tyler Vollmering for a touchdown, gets Harbor Beach on the board with 27 seconds left to go in the first half.
Mitch Hearn, everyone's lined up and ready to kick this one away. And this is going to be a grounder, bounces all the way down high, bounced at the 15-yard line, picked up by MCC to cross to the 30, and he's going to be stopped right there for a 15-yard return. Number 33, Zach Windsor brings it back, and Austin Ginther brings him down. And it's going to be first and 10 for MCC with 21 seconds before halftime, leading by 15, 21-6 over Harbor Beach.
Yeah, the best way to explain that kick, Clark, was looked like one of your Duff tee shots there, is it just kind of dribbles off the tee box
number
and rolls
six
down.
Of Verona, like always doing that hole.
As it gets all the way back inside the 20, and then good kick coverage by Harbor Beach, led by, of course, Austin Ginther, number 74 for Harbor Beach, making the play.
T formation for MCC, hands off to Tommy Scott, trying to come around, and he breaks free of one tackle, and Josh Shelke looked like he got hit by a Mack truck, but he still brought him down. Tommy stops Tommy Scott for only a 13-yard gain. It's either Josh Shelke or another touchdown here with 17 seconds left before the half.
Well, Josh does what he needs to do as he gets in the way, and Tommy Skadek does run him over, but that's all you can do in that case. You got to get a body on him and wrap him up, and that's what Shelke did, even though he took the brunt of that collision.
First and 10 for MCC.
They're going to let the clock run out.
They're going to let the clock run out, and they're satisfied with a 15-point lead going to halftime, 21-6 over Harbor Beach. And we've reached halftime on the WLAW Sports Network. Coming up, we'll break down that first half for you and give all our thoughts and details and tell us how we got to the score on your home for high school football, WLAW Sports.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Your number one Harbor Beach Pirate fan, Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
Wow, that was a great Thanksgiving dinner, Mom, but what are we going to do with all these leftovers?
Throw them all in the garbage, all this food. If we don't use it, we lose it, just like my data plan from AT&T.
But Mom, if we switch to Thumb Siler's new 4G Everything plan, not only do we get more data for our money, we can upgrade to the carryover plan, and all unused data will carry over from month to month.
Son, sift through the garbage and salvage those leftovers.
What for?
That's your lunch next week. I'm heading to Thumb Cellular to switch our cell phone service.
Thumb Cellular is the first in the nation to give you the options to keep the data you don't use each month. You paid for it, so keep it. Make the switch to Thumb Cellular and experience the most comprehensive voice and data network in the Thumb. Check out all of the 4G phones that have just arrived for Christmas. For more details, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bannack, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
This Christmas season, the iPhone 5C is now free with contract and data plan at Thumb Cellular. Hurry in today.
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 holiday sales event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offers valid in U.S., subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008 through 2014 models. Good through 12/31/14, see dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs are not intended for on-road use.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and Ten Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Have you heard the weather forecast lately? Stay warm and dry in a custom-made cedar blind or a pop-up blind. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Randy's has scents, game calls, decoys, and trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuttyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. Randy's Hunting Center now sells hunting and fishing licenses. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Check out the website randyshuntingcenter.com or call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
WLEW Sports at the half. Muskegon Catholic Central 21, Harbor Beach 6. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to the score?
Well, it started out after a couple field position battles. The end of the first quarter ended with a Tommy Scott 92-yard touchdown run after a Josh Shelke interception set it up. The extra point was good. 7-0 was MCC leading after one quarter. Second quarter, more of the same. Martinez scored on a quarterback keeper from the half-yard line. The extra point was good, 14-0 MCC. Would follow that up with another touchdown, a Sanford run from 7 yards out. The extra point was good, 21-0 all MCC until with 27 seconds left to go. Following a roughing the punter call, gave Harbor Beach a fresh set of downs and a Tyler Vollmering touchdown reception from 28 yards. The extra point, though, was no good, but that would be your halftime score of MCC 21, Harbor Beach 6.
All three touchdowns for MCC set up by Harbor Beach turnovers, two interceptions and one fumble from Josh Shelke. As far as Muskegon Catholic Central's offense goes, 26 carries for 204 yards and three touchdowns. Two attempted passes, both were incomplete, so total offense of 28 plays, 204 yards for MCC. For Harbor Beach, 18 plays for 57 yards, and rushing the ball, and 11 attempts for passing. Four were complete for 51 yards and a touchdown. So total offense for Harbor Beach, 29 plays, 108 yards. MCC with a 96-yard advantage thus far. Tommy Scott leads the rushing for Muskegon Catholic with 150 yards and a score. off of 13 carries. Christian Martinez, the quarterback, has